listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. I am live in Denver today, and I am hoping you are going jolly, and I hope that you take today and do something special for someone else and make someone else's life brighter. That's what this show is about, and we've had some other amazing guests recently on the show who have been experts in their field, and that is part and parcel of the focus of Making Life Brighter, is to feature people that not only are making our world brighter, but are experts in their field. And we had Simon Trezellian, who was on last week. And if you missed that, you have to go back and check that out. 007 for real in real life. And what an amazing man he is. And that was a great interview. And the special outtake that I did with him after the show is on makinglifebrighter.com. So you can go check it out there. You can catch the archive on the radio tab on the player. And you can listen to all the shows that I've ever done there on the archives radio player. And the special outtake you'll find right in the center of makinglifebrighter.com when you log on. So you'll find that there. And that was a really interesting conversation we had as an outtake. And so I would encourage you to go and check it out. Simon is not only a former covert intelligent agent and operator for interrogation for undercover operations for the UK and basically a right arm to the Queen, but also he is a spiritual warrior, and he is somebody that has taken his skills as a noble individual with a very unique job and is using them now for brightening our world. And some of the work that he's done, for example, is assisting with child trafficking and helping catch the bad guys. So he has books coming up. He has maybe a movie and a series coming out. And so you want to check that out if you didn't get a chance to listen to it. He is a very, very interesting individual. And before that, we had Sewon Kim, who is from South Korea. And he is one of the foremost metal guitar players in the world. And he played for us, and I did a supplement there. And if you want to check out that supplement, you can go to makinglifebrighter.com, and you can go to the YouTube channel for Making Life Brighter, and you can watch him play in my living room in Malibu. And what an honor that was. It still blows my mind that he came over and did that, and it was incredible. So he plays with so much passion and so much skill. His guitar actually sits next to Eddie Van Halen's and a whole bunch of other people on the Rock Walk of Fame in Hollywood. And he's come over here to America and is now on American turf, and he is working on some projects here. And so you have to check that out. It's amazing. He has a lot of history coming out of his country as well. And it gave great perspective as to what's going on in the world. So I encourage you to follow along there. You can go to Making Life Brighter on Facebook, and you can see all the things that we did there. We are showcasing me and the spirit guides. We are showcasing these experts, and you can see some of the outtakes I have there and the clips and things like that. Also, I did a show on healing products, and you can check that out on the archives and the player. But those healing products are things that would be very helpful and instrumental. And so I have a few more of those for you today. But today, as I'm in Denver, I started out my day. There is a very special morning for me. I went up to Red Rocks. And if you aren't familiar with Red Rocks Amphitheater, it is one of the coolest outdoor open amphitheater venues in the world. And it is literally made up of giant red rocks that are jutting out of the earth, which actually form a beautiful backdrop, which makes a perfect acoustic kind of center for a stage. And then the rocks that are around the seating area also add to the amazing acoustics. And it's an outdoor venue. And when you sit there and look at the stage, you're on the mountain looking back over Denver. And it's just so, so beautiful. So I went up there today to work out and check it out. And I promised Sewon Kim that I would I would show him what Red Rocks looks like the next time I was there. And so when we were talking on the interview, I told him that I would definitely hold out for him playing at Red Rocks because I can so see that. And I hope Denver comes out in spades to welcome him when he comes because he is amazing and he would rock that house from the top to the bottom. Oh my God, I can totally see it. So Red Rocks was awesome, and the Denver Nuggets were working out with me today. Not specifically with me, of course, but they were there working out, and they were running the steps and doing their thing, and I was out there doing my thing, and there were a whole bunch of people doing their thing at Red Rocks today. And so if you don't know what Red Rocks really is, you have to go check it out. One of my favorite things is to go look up on YouTube U2, and the band U2 did some amazing video of their first time coming into Colorado and Red Rocks. And I would totally go check that out. So it shows Red Rocks, and they shot, I think, Under the Blood Red Sky there. I think that was one of their videos. They've done more than that. But now they have a museum at Red Rocks, and you can go in there and check out all the different people that have played there. And as I said on my video, the Beatles played there. You know, U2 has played there. Oh my gosh, I think everybody's played there, really. When I first went there, my first experience of Red Rocks was when I was in school, when I was in college. I was going to CU Boulder, and I went to Red Rocks to see Bonnie Raitt and Jeff Healey. How about that? There's a throwback. Bonnie Raitt and Jeff Healey, and it was awesome. And she totally knocked it down. She was so awesome. So, yeah, it's just such a beautiful venue. And what a great place to go. I got very, very inspired this morning, and I took you with me. So if you want to check it out, go to Making Life Brighter on Facebook, and you can see what I put there. And I saw a big, giant elk with a huge rack. And this elk was gorgeous, and he was so regal, and he was laying down among pine trees. And all the wildflowers are out, and the snow is still on top of the Continental Divide. And it's such a good day. I hope it's making your life brighter, too. I loved it. I got out there and got a workout on and felt inspired and am ready to do this day and ready to do this show. And I have a funny kind of show coming up for you today because I'm usually doing things about health and wellness, but I'm going to try on my Geraldo Rivera a little bit today. And I want to talk about good and bad service. I have had an experience lately with different service companies, the service at companies, and I'm going to share that with you on today's show. And so we're going to go through some of the worst and the best service experiences I've had recently and which companies make the grade and which ones don't. So look out, because if you didn't make the grade, I'm calling you out today. I've had it with poor service in different companies, and I am absolutely going to let you, the consumers, know which companies are really making that grade and which ones are not. So stay tuned for that. I've got a few more special herbs for you that I want to share, and I'd also like some feedback from you guys. If you're out there and you've tried CBD oil for wellness and health, I'd like to know your experience of it. I'd like to know if you know somebody that's had a positive healing experience with CBD oil, and have them show up on Facebook on Making Life Brighter and post any comments there. So if there's something that you have experienced firsthand that's helped an ailment or an illness, I'd like to know that experience and how long you took it for and what brand is your favorite and all that good stuff, because there's a lot of people saying so many things about CBD oil, and there's a lot of controversy right now about different products And I'd like to kind of clear that one up and get to the bottom of it and find out who it's working for and what they have and why. So if you would kindly go to Facebook for Making Life Brighter, and if you have a comment about CBD oil and how it's helped you or someone you know, or you've heard about an amazing healing with it, I'd like to know about it. So I know that people are saying that it's really amazing for glaucoma, and it's really amazing for relaxation. Of course, we know that marijuana in general is good for relaxation, but if you're not someone that uses marijuana and you just want the benefit of the plant, the herb, and the oil without the other effect, then it's supposed to have anti-inflammatory properties. It's supposed to be a healing agent for glaucoma, for seizures, for just about anything, especially things like MS, neurological disorders, etc. So I'm looking for firsthand experiences, and I'd like to hear from you as to what those are. Now, the state of California has recently allowed the sale of marijuana, along with obviously Colorado, which is sort of the hub. And anyone and everybody that's trying to make $10 million or make it rich in the marijuana business or the CBD oil business is hot on that trail. And so I just kind of like to open up that discussion and see what we find, because a lot of people are talking about it. Now, I personally am very much into herbology because that's something I've used for 20 some years and have had lots and lots and lots of case histories with and positive results with many different herbs that are available to us out there that are nature's natural healing for us. But I also am a strong believer and obviously live and die by energy healing. And I believe we have a lot more control about our health and the things that we radiate, whether it's health or illness, on account of our thinking and that which is energy driven. So on that note, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio live today in Denver. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about my favorite service experiences and my worst service experiences. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, Your Network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And we are live in Denver today, where it's beautiful, sunny, and hot, and dry. And there are a lot of fires burning all over the place, and hopefully the Colorado fires don't extend themselves too much, and people don't have to be evacuated any more than they already have. And hopefully California is not going to have an epic event again this year. But the temperature everywhere is hot, hot, hot. It was 105 in Grand Junction the other day, 103 in Gunnison, and over 100 in Denver. And we are, you know, boiling over here. And it's a huge stress on the trees and everything else. We need to do our rain dance and pray for rain all over so that everything cools down a little bit, because otherwise it's just becoming brittle. And that's a stressor. You know, the trees in the world, I've talked about this in a previous show, but the trees in the world are almost at their max capacity. So if trees are also sentient beings, just like rocks and crystals and we are, and our plants and, you know, the things that we eat, which is where we get our energy besides our minerals, if everything is a sentient being, then a tree, of course, is not only a conductor of energy, which is sort of like an antenna off the earth, but it's also a receiver. And imagine what the trees receive from all of our cell phone activity, radio waves, lasers, satellites, human thought, human radiation. And I wonder if the trees are feeling more love or they're feeling more stress. My guess is they're feeling more stress. They're almost at literal max capacity for what they can take in Europe. And if the trees suffer, we suffer. So it's really a good idea that maybe we take some time out and kind of focus toward trees. They are under great, great stress right now with the heat and the energy of fear, of angst, of collective anxiety in the world. Now, granted, there's a lot of really great things that are happening in the world. We have more technology than ever today that helps us. We have cutting edge things that are going to make our world different. And while we shake out through that change, we've got some neat things coming. But as we go through this change, we also have a responsibility. And we have a responsibility not only to ourselves, technically, but to the earth plane in which we live. And I say in which we live because we are in a field of energy. We aren't just on it. We aren't just existing on it. But we are interacting with a field of energy and in it as well. And so when I go up to the mountains, whether it's in California or it's in Europe or it's here in the Midwest, the trees have a lot to say about the state of wellness in our world. And if you're conscious enough to be able to hear the trees, if you're available to tune in to the frequency of these sort of data keepers, if you will, you can learn a lot. The Indians did it. Shamans do it. Why can't we do it in general? And our ability to be in tune with ourselves is critical to the future and well-being of our world. So if we want to see the trees stop suffering and our general environment to be more harmonious inside our body and outside of our body, then we have to take responsibility for what we're radiating, what we're thinking, what we are allowing. And that leads me into my next segment, which is me trying on, like I said, my Geraldo Rivera today. And I have had some very interesting experiences lately, and it got me thinking, what is service today in our world? What is great service? More and more, I'm finding companies don't necessarily have great service. And it's almost becoming what I consider a bit of a fraudulent world. And this is what I mean. You call into a company and you have an issue with something. The person on the other end of the phone is not able or capable to make a decision. Even a manager can't make a decision generally. And the very fact that you can hardly ever get to a manager today is part and parcel of this sort of corporate scamming that I think is going on. And what I mean by that is the corporations are setting up almost human firewalls. You can't get past that. You can't get something fixed or remedied. And they just kind of make it so it's just under the line of legal, but you can't really get what you need. Let me give you an example. I needed an 8-terabyte G drive. So I went looking online to where I could find one locally. That in itself was actually kind of a challenge. It didn't just pop up easily. Now I could buy one off of Amazon and have it delivered, or wait a few days for that to actually happen. Yet, I really wanted to walk into a store and just buy one. I just wanted to go someplace and buy one. Well, when you Google that, you get all these different electronics stores and come up, and Walmart superstores are big ones for that type of thing. But would they have an actual G drive? So I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll go to Best Buy. I'll try that. I wasn't where I could go easily to like a Fry's Electronics or something like that. And even Fry's is usually sold out of 8-terabyte G drives or 10-terabyte G drives. But so I thought, well, I'll give Best Buy a go. But I think I'll call the store first and just ask if they do before I decide to pop over. And I called. And I went through this weird electronic system that said, if you need this, press this. If you need that, press that, and blah, blah, blah. And when I got to what I thought would be a place where I could ask somebody, I was put on hold indefinitely. And I thought, well, maybe I did something wrong. So I hung up and I did it again. And I went through the same thing. And I got put on hold again. Now, on the internet, when I looked up that number, I was supposed to have a direct line number to the store for which I wanted to travel to. And instead, I've got this no human being answering kind of phone system that left me on hold indefinitely. And I thought, well, you know, how come I can't just call the store? That's what it's telling me online I can do. Here's a local number, and I call the local number. Well, I got the local number. I'm calling it, and I get nowhere. So now I don't have the answer on whether or not this store will carry my 8-terabyte G drive that I'm looking for. I know I can get it on Amazon, but it would be really convenient if I could just pop over to the store, buy one, and that'd be great. So I decide maybe I'll try a chat. So I get a chat person. And I said, do you have this in X store? I can't seem to get through to the store. And I got sort of a bot droid type answer with no answer. I was like, well, what's the point of this? I said, this is not getting me. You're not even answering my question. Do you or don't you have this? If we had a human being on the phone that actually answered the phone, that store would have me coming to it quicker by a human being answering and saying, hi, yes, this is such and such. Let me go check. Yes, we definitely have that. Or no, we don't have that. 30 seconds later, 1 minute later, I would have had the answer and been able to go somewhere. So, frustrated now, I get in the car and I drive to Best Buy. And I go in and I tell them what had happened. And there's a bunch of young guys there that are kind of like the geek squad kind of fellas. And they're young and they're very into trying to help and they're very friendly. And I said, hey, you know what? I had this trouble trying to call your store directly. I don't know what's going on, but I couldn't actually get to your store directly. And they said, oh, yeah, yeah, nobody likes the phone system. It rings to a different store. I said, well, even if it does ring to a different store, nobody answered at that store. And I was on hold indefinitely for like, honestly, like 40 minutes by the time it was all said and done. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, geez, that's sorry. We're sorry to hear that. Let me get the manager and you tell him. So I tell the manager and he totally blows me off, completely blows me off. Literally just blows me off. Oh, yeah, whatever. Okay, lady. Uh-huh, whatever. And sort of walks away. He didn't answer. He didn't say, I'm sorry. He didn't say blah, blah, blah. I'm saying, hey, you know, if I don't know that you have this and I can't get through to you, maybe I wouldn't be walking in the door. He didn't care. So anyway, the kids were pretty keen to what's going on, that this isn't good, and they've obviously heard this before. So shame on Best Buy. I got my 8-terabyte G drive there. And I went up to the counter and I told that guy too. I said, you know, it's too bad for you guys that your manager doesn't care that this is happening. Because if this happens to enough people and the guys rolled their eyes and they're like, oh yeah, nobody likes that phone system. Nobody's happy about it. I said, well, if you know that and management isn't doing anything about it, that's going to affect your job security in the future. Because people like me don't have time to do this. And I'm not going to come back again. And if you blow me off when I walk in the store after I've just been through 40 minutes on your phone system and you don't even care what I'm getting or care to help me with it, then I don't need to be here. And they got it. And then the manager starts to roll his eyes like, oh, listen to this lady, blah, blah, blah. But it's true. You don't have the time and the space to answer your phone, to serve a customer with one question, you can't get it straight in a chat. You know it's a problem, but you're not fixing it. And when you walk in the store, the manager doesn't care. Now, I got my product and walked out. I was able to finish what I needed to do, but I'll never go back there. Never. I will never have that experience again. I will absolutely do something different. And I'll tell everybody that I know that my service with Best Buy was horrible. So that's part one. When we come back, we're going to talk about great service. We're going to talk about some companies that could make the grade a little bit better. And maybe we can think about how we serve other people day in and day out. Because the more flippant we become about service, the more our structure of integrity in our society is going to break down. Then we're going to wonder what happened later. And our next generation will have to pick it up. So I think we owe it to ourselves to be kind to everybody that comes in, no matter who they are. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm live in Denver today. And as I was saying earlier, I was up at Red Rocks this morning and working it out, seeing the sun come up. Oh, my God, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. I wish I could give it to you and give you that experience right here, right now. It was stunning. But you can go to Making Life Brighter on Facebook, and you can check out the pictures and the videos there. So I've been talking about service. In the last segment, I was talking about an experience I had looking for a G drive at Best Buy, and the fact that I couldn't get through to them, and they knew about it, but everybody just kind of said, oh, well, gosh, I don't know. We know about it, but we're not fixing it. And so there seems to be this like disconnect with corporate, and more there's like a shield in front of whatever. And everybody that sits on the phone line that does answer, and telecommunications companies, your telephone service companies, you know, whatever service companies you're calling about generally, well, especially if they're large, have this legal pat answer they're supposed to read off to you about things. And they can't be honest and actually be a human being and answer and use intelligent skills to think. They have to read off these things that they're told to say. And most of the time, that will never, ever fix your problem. But there's a new trend that's happening, and I want to bring your awareness to this. And that is that it's almost as if the customer is wrong or guilty instead of actually helping the customer and making them a valued customer for the company. You know, we all can feel when people are basically BSing us. We know when we feel patronized in a situation. And when you call a company and they sit there and patronize you in return, or the person on the line changes what you just said, I can't tell you how many times I've called companies to do something simple, something specific, and they'll say something back to me and I'll say, did you hear what I just said? I didn't say that. You just changed what I said to you. Therefore, then you're putting what you just changed I said to you into a different category in answering that. But that's not where it began. And why this is so critical going forward is because the things that you're saying and that they're saying back to you are being recorded on all these calls. And so what's happening is a general dishonesty in companies where anything you say and do will be recorded and possibly held against you. What happened to just the average guy that calls for a service because you want a service and you're willing to pay for it. But these companies now are so big, especially telecommunications companies. They are so big and so powerful that they can kind of create this wall, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you need a problem solved, you're unlikely to have somebody come along that's actually a human being that can make a decision outside the bounds just simply by listening to what it is you need to say or what the situation is. It's almost like if it's not written in a script and there isn't an answer on their script line for that problem, then they can't help you. That's not giving employees the ability to solve problems on the front line. And then they have attitude. And more and more and more people have attitude. You call up and you say something and they twist what you say and then they give it back to you in attitude. This is becoming a trend. And it's becoming a serious trend and a problem as we go forward. We have a very quickly aging elderly population that is not going to make it with the change of technology and online. And more these companies are forcing people to have this passcode and that thing and an online account, and we're going to make it easier for you, and you can conveniently do this and this and this. But they don't make it convenient for a population of people that can't navigate that, don't know better, and anything that they say and do will be held against them. This is a real, real change that needs to be made within our society quickly. Because if we don't catch this, then we let it go by, and we play dumb again in terms of what's happening around us, we're going to find ourselves boxed in. I'll tell you an example of something that I mean by that. Over the last 15 years as an herbologist, I have fought personally for the rights for you citizens to continue to be able to choose any product that you think you need or want that's a natural supplement for your body. And we've had to go up against some very hairy bills that would have changed the course of your ability to choose what you want to go buy at any health food store. You would have needed a prescription by a doctor to buy supplements, to even, in one bill that we shot down, get a massage if it weren't dictated to you by a certain naturopathic doctor from X school. That's how ridiculous it is. That failed by only one vote. So we as a society need to wake up and not be so hypnotized by what's being fed to you as consumer product freedom because you have all these choices. I beg you to examine what choices you really have. I didn't have a choice to speak with a person when I called Best Buy. I didn't get that choice. I had a choice to go drive to the store and walk in it or not, but I didn't have a choice to actually ask somebody. And more we're going to be faced with that because something else, including artificial intelligence, will be making those interactions and decisions for us. But it's not artificial intelligence that makes us run as people. It's not artificial intelligence that makes your heart beat. It's energy. It's human interaction. And these particular trends that are happening in society are setting us up for being forced to choose what they want us to choose, not necessarily what you want to choose. And those bills that I was talking about for herbs and things like that, they are happening. They're coming in on riders of other bills. Hey, it's happening in California. I can't tell you how many products we've lost that we can't have there because there's one ingredient in it. And out of that one ingredient, the certain mineral content of that ingredient, which might be natural, is too high according to so-and-so who made the bill, and therefore you can't do that. They even tried to outlaw growing certain foods. Since when can't you grow a plant that you want to consume and eat, whether it's for your well-being or not? Now, we can get into the whole marijuana debate, But that seems to be passing all over, no matter what, anyway. But I'm talking about just a plant, a degree 1 to 3 herb, for example. That would be like a cucumber to a garlic. If you need a prescription to go buy garlic, we're in trouble. And we're teetering on that brink right now. We're teetering on the fact that we're so enamored with ourselves and how glossy we can be as companies. We're missing what's happening to us and around us. Sometimes, if you listen to the companies that you call, you'll hear the illusion of great service. You'll hear them say how wonderful they are and how they serve you and they're interested in you and they've got this for you and they've thought of it all for you. But they aren't there when you need them, when you need to speak to them, when you need to ask questions properly. It's interesting, and it begets our attention now, because you, the consumer, are really going to drive what happens in the next little while. You, the voter, are going to decide what rights you will have, and when your food technically is taken away from you, your choices of food products, your choices of supplements, your choices of different things are taken away from you, you will then be left to have to do it by someone else's decree. So if the bill we fought for had made it through, you wouldn't be able to buy certain products today without a prescription. And on that bill in particular, you wouldn't even be able to get a massage unless it was by so-and-so or such-and-such. I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd what's happening. Your rights are critical going forward. And so I encourage everyone to really watch this trend and have a say and stand up. And like I'm doing today, at, you know, talking about the fact that, hey, you know what, Best Buy? I can't reach you. I can't reach a human being, and I value a human being on the other end of the line. I can't even get an electronic answer, ironically. And when I do get the human interaction, is it a grateful interaction? Is it one that's loving? Or is it one that blows you off when you walk in the store like, yeah, whatever, I'm getting mine out of this, I get a job. If we don't value what we're doing, where we are right now, then we either need to do something differently or we need to change our attitude, because our world is going to reflect that and it's going to harm us. It'll come back to us. On that note, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about some more fun things when we come back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts
to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. I'm here in Denver today. I'm sharing with you. We're talking about businesses that have good service and not so good service. We're talking about consciousness, and we're catching up on all the people that have visited with us lately. I was able to catch a concert with Peter Cater the other night, and Peter played out on a private lawn under the stars with this big grand piano. Oh my God, it was so beautiful. Peter is the New Age Grammy winner this year, 2018, after 13 tries. So that's pretty amazing. He hung in there, and he has produced beautiful music, beautiful piano music. In the past, we had on several musical artists and Grammy nominees, what I'll call Grammy hopefuls even. And Peter won the Grammy this year. So I encourage you to go check out his music and listen to his beautiful piano playing. I first saw Peter in Boulder, Colorado at Unity Church, I don't know, in 1999 or something like that. Anyway, he went on to make countless albums, and just, he has a body of work that you really need to hear. You need to check it out. Go check out Peter Cater online and see his lovely music. And to watch him play in concert is just, it's wonderful. He's so passionate about it. And there were people laying under the piano listening to it. And you can check out the pictures on Making Life Brighter on Facebook. But what a great concert. It's so moving. You literally feel it. You're tingling by the time he's done. It's just, it's amazing. He's got a style that's uniquely his own. And definitely has, you know, he takes you on this journey. And you're just mesmerized by the piano and by the sound. And it's like diving into a swirling vortex and going through this vortex, and you come out the other side. It's beautiful. So that was really fun. It was a great evening. Very lucky. It didn't rain. And the wind didn't kick up till the whole thing was over. So it was just really wonderful. And to see such great people there that were also very conscious and aware, that was really wonderful too. What a great show that was. So thank you, Peter, for the invite, and thank you for having me. That was wonderful. I encourage you all to check it out. So let's talk some positive service for a minute. I had a recent experience where I went to a spa, and I had a crazy massage lady. She was nuts. She like interrogated me for a massage. Well, where do you need to be massaged? Well, you know, it's this area that's kind of a problem spot. Well, how long has it been that way? I don't know, not too long. Well, how did it come about? Did you have an accident? No, not really. Well, what did the doctor say? I'm like, well, what doctor? I don't know. I haven't been to a doctor. I just need a massage. It was like the Twilight Zone. I'm like, why are you asking me all these questions? Just massage me. So actually, it it went on through the whole thing. And I was like, I just came here to relax. This is very stressful. So later I said something to the people that own the the spa, and they were very apologetic, like, oh my God, that's terrible. We're so sorry. You know, we'll make it up to you. We'll give you a free massage. We'll make it up to you. That's not what your experience is supposed to be. Simple, done, handled very nicely, and that was amazing. So my hat's off to Tallgrass Spa and Salon. That is, I know, a destination space for so many different people. They made that right, and I really appreciate that, because that was that was really wrong. It was very, very bizarre. It's like I've never been given the grill, and the lady kept saying all throughout the whole massage, she kept saying, well, see, I don't think it's just in one area. I'm sure that it's starting from here and here and here. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Like, fabulous. Just please just let me just relax. It's okay. Just we'll fix it another way. No problem. But anyway, I wanted to get on with the idea that service in general is critical upcoming in our world. And I am, and always have been in my career, very keen on being service oriented. When I started out in exercise therapy, I was one of a very few select group of people that took extensive training in physiology and in service training. I had to work for free for an entire year. And I had to get my service just right when I did that, or I wouldn't have passed. And I took that to heart. And it really helped me through the rest of my career when I had my corporation and my other businesses. It's helped me with everything. We're so entitled today. And then there's an old school group of people that think that all of a sudden, because they throw a fit about something, they can have a hissy and you'll cave in and you'll suddenly give them whatever they want. Now, that model doesn't necessarily work either. But just kind, attentive, loving service is critical to people being receptive on both sides of the coin. And so when I first started doing the work that I do, right down to every detail, it was how you approach somebody when they walk in the door and how they feel when they're there, and are you taking care of them? I think more and more as we go forward, we need that, because everything's so quick and fast and automated and it's not taken with care. As I've said in the past, masters don't hurry. They also don't worry. But they definitely don't hurry. And we hurry a lot. We're pressured in a lot of directions. So what's an easy way that we can slow down? Well, taking a few minutes out, settling, breathing deep, getting into your body again, and realizing that when we talk with other people, we're talking with their spirit. Their ego might be in the forefront, but if we meet them spirit to spirit, we put them at ease. It's difficult sometimes when you have hard egos coming back at you, and that's kind of an exception. But what I'm getting at is, in general, we have an opportunity every single day, all day long, to try on meeting people spirit to spirit. And when we do that, we're going to have a better outcome all the way around. So I have a question of the day. And the question I was contemplating earlier today is, loving or not loving? When are you loving and when are you not loving? And what does that look like? How do you get to the place of being unloving? So there's your question of contemplation for the day. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to everybody around the world that always is tuning in. And many, many thanks to all the new fans in all the different countries. It's been an amazing week or two. And I hope that today is making your life brighter. Go out and make somebody else's life brighter and go jolly, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go Jolly!